It's a few years before the turn of the 20th century. The Kimberley in the 1890s was considered a wild, challenging place, but one that white settlers knew had potential. As sheep, roads, homes and explorers all began making their mark on the landscape, there was conflict brewing. A young Aboriginal man called Jundamurra killed a policeman, who was also his friend, and embarked on a resistance campaign. And that story has been passed down through families and retold in modern settings, most recently a documentary on ABC TV, and now a multimedia stage play, which is soon to open across the Kimberley. And it's my very great pleasure to welcome to the studio Damien Hunter, who plays the lead role of Jundamurra. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
And also Kelton Pell, who plays the character Murralum and also is co-director. Hello.
G'day, how you going?
I'm great. It's lovely to have you here. And Jundamurra is a very complex man, yeah. Damien. What can you tell us about him and how you portray his personality?
Jundamurra's story is a classic caught between the two cultures. He's turned to the white fellas to learn and escape from these spirits that are talking to him, and he doesn't quite understand them, and it frightens him, so he's turned to these guys. But eventually the brutality and the wickedness of the colonization reveals itself to him, and he turns back for his people. So there's that constant internal struggle inside this character on which side of the fence to sit on, you know.
Has it been a learning curve for you, not only for the history of the Kimberley, but to take on such a role as a young actor?
Absolutely. This is the type of role that all actors, you know, would love a chance to have a crack at. It's got that internal twist, you know. It's got that rich. It's basically a challenging role that will make any actor step up. You know, no matter what level of an actor is, a role like this will propel your ability, and it's hard not to learn from dealing with two languages for a start. It's quite mind-blowing as an actor, because you have to still get the context inside a language that is not your first language, and to portray that character in real sense and essences to get this language right, you know.
Yeah, I'll ask you more about that, those language skills that you're having to learn for this role soon. Kelton, you've got a breadth of experience on stage and on screen. What has been part of the Jundamurra production given you as a professional?
Well, it's, being a Noongar from the southwest, who is, out of touch with my own language. It's not that it's not spoken, it is spoken in our country. It's, you know, a lot of us have to really get off our backsides and sit down and talk to our old people. And unfortunately, the young fellas today, and not only the young fellas, other, you know, people of my age, have missed that opportunity. And you know, it's we can still go back and sit down and talk and learn our language. But for me, this is, you know, I'm learning Bunuba language, and I think, you know, being also in this country, up in the Kimberleys and out at Wingina Gorge and around Tunnel Creek in country, when we went out recently, early last week, to stay at Fairfield Station, it's just such an enriching a whole feeling, and it gives you so much power as a person. It doesn't matter what race or you come from. It just, you know, and as blackfellas, we are people of the country. We're people of the land. So it we feed off of it. And so I think, you know, it's an opportunity that unfortunately not everyone, every actor gets, is to go out and sit in country and listen to old people and walk the land and look at sacred paintings and swim in, you know, well, we were swimming in Tunnel Creek. It was freezing cold. But, you know, we had to get in there and it's...
Feel it. I get the impression from the both of you that this has been much more than just an acting job.
Right, it is. It is. You know, from the first production in Perth 3 years ago, And also playing Dibunara then, not Dibunara, Marlam, sorry. Dibunara is played by Danny Ma. You know, it's such a great opportunity to come up into the Kimberleys and perform this show, not only for the Bunuba people, but the, you know, the blackfellas from the Kimberley. It's such an important story. Jandamara was a freedom fighter for our country. He was a young man who stood up and said, we can't allow these this cattle industry to come through those ranges. And unfortunately, they did. But now, you know, the country is being handed back to the people, and there's a big, huge pride. And unfortunately, we don't have that in the Southwest. And, you know, it's just such a magical process to be a part of. And, you know, I've got to really hand it to Steve that there's been a few adjustments in the script, and we've also got a new director in Phil Thompson. And I thought, well, if there is a non-Aboriginal director out there who can take on this role as a director, it is Phil Thompson. And I'm really proud to be co-director and acting in it. We've also got some new people in our cast. Patsy Bedford is taking over the role of Ginny, which Ningley Lawford played last time. And we have Emmanuel James Brown, EJB, has stepped up from Ilagi to Ilumara. And I really honestly have to say, in my 20-odd years, 25 years in acting, I have never seen anyone with the ability that EJB has as an actor. I mean, I've mentioned this before on radio over East, that when us Indigenous people do roles and portray our people, doesn't matter if it's South, West, East or North, that we are representing all Aboriginal people of this land, and where non-Aboriginal actors are really doing it for themselves. So we have got a huge responsibility in making sure that we get it right, and it's just so powerful to be a part of it. And
you've got goosebumps, I can tell.
Right now, you heard it.
You're on ABC Radio Kimberley this morning. In the studio with me, I've got Damien Hunter, who plays the lead role, Jandamara, in the stage play of the same name, and also Kelton Pell, who's the co-director and also an actor in this performance. It will be opening in Broome on the 13th of July at St Mary's College, playing for a couple of nights, then moving to Wingina Gorge on the 22nd through to the 27th of July, then in Halls Creek and Red Hill at the end of July, and performing in Kununurra early August, the 4th to the 6th at Mirimah National Park. So some beautiful outdoor settings there. And if you're interested in getting more, there's a website of Jandamara, or you can get tickets from visitor centres in the region for any of those performances. Damien, you mentioned about the language skills that you're having to learn, and Kelton also having to learn Bunuba language. Tell me about the workshops that you've been doing.
We came up last month for a week of intensive training with Bunuba language, and it was very eye-opening, because for me it's not enough to be able to say your lines. You've got to know what those lines are saying, the context and subtext and all that sort of stuff. But you've also got to know what other people are saying to you. So as an actor, you can listen to those people on the stage, and so you can hear it for the first time every night, you know. And it's just been an amazing the from everything, from, you know, the phonetics right down to the sentence structures, you know. It's just been an amazing experience. And got to say, I'm kind of happy with where I'm at the moment. I think I've still got some more work to do, but I'm very happy with the stage I'm at. I think I've got, you know, most of it, you know, 90% down and committed to memory. And I'm feeling very confident, and I can hear what people are saying to me when I'm rehearsing. And so that really helps me as an actor, and I've really got a sense of my lines when I'm talking language. So feeling very comfortable. But it's just an amazing, amazing process as an actor to rise to a challenge like that. And it's very very fulfilling as an actor to go into that rehearsal space and go on, hey, wow, I'm doing this. This is really good, you know. Like,
yeah, fantastic. You know. And so many people are collaborating on this particular production. A lot of input from Boonooba people and right across the board, including Steve Hawke, who's also with us here in the studio this morning. And he's had a very long association with the Kimberley and people here, a great many friends and a lot of research and work done over the years. For the production that we're going to see in the Kimberley, Kelton, it debuted in the Perth International Arts Festival a few years ago. Has it changed very much since then, that multimedia performance that we saw in PR?
We've got a completely different set.
Wow.
And we can't give too much away. You've got to come along and see it. And unfortunately, there aren't too many free tickets, so you've got to buy those tickets. And so I think we've got a new set designer, and it's more... The set it's represents a snake, which Jundamara's story was also about, you know, not only being the freedom fighter for the country, but singing back a snake that had left a sacred waterhole, and he ended up doing that before, you know, he and then his job was done, more or less. It's all I'd say, you know, we're going to stay with the same costumes, and we've got to get into, you know, traditional dress, and the script's been adjusted so that it's you know, Steve had the opportunity to see it in the festival in Perth, but it's been a project of Steve's for many, many years now. Originally, Steve wanted to make this into a feature film, and I remember saying it to
Still
Steve.
A great idea to do that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I remember saying it to Steve during the end of the last festival that it's a great process that we do the stage production, and the stage production has been done twice, and now recently the documentary has been done, and so just so that we can get it right with the research and the way that we're going to portray Jundamara in a film. So it's a slow process, but like anything to do with, you know, Indigenous people, we don't rush into nothing. We're not Russians. We might be black Russian sometime, but that's about it.
Oh, the sense of humour and the connection that you guys have got. Gee, it's going to be powerful, won't it, Damien?
It's going to be amazing. It's
and to be at Wingina Gorge.
Oh, that's certainly going to be the highlight of the show. But, you know, just like it. It's still theatre, and it's an amazing theatre piece, but it's much more than that. It's going to be a historical homecoming for a story to a mob, a traditional mob, whose traditional stories are handed down through generations orally. And, you know, it's a culture based around storytelling. So to bring a story that is told and told and told through generations, to bring that home and put visuals to it and pictures and... You know, it's just amazing. It's more than a piece of theatre. It's life. You know, it's continuing that tradition of oral history. You know,
going back to the start of your career, Damien, when you were a young fella in Karratha and leaving Karratha at the age of 17 to pursue a career in acting, that's a huge step on many, many levels.
Yeah.
just tell us a little bit about your background in the Pilbara and your desire to perform. And I don't know whether there were too many opportunities to perform.
No, there's not a lot of... opportunities to perform in Karratha, besides the Dampier Repertory Company. I did a few productions with those guys in high school. But as an actor, Karratha, everyone knows, is a mining town. You're either a miner or you're infrastructure, really.
You're not an actor.
Yeah, exactly. people don't make movies, TV, theatre. You know, you'd be lucky if some high school kids kick a band together and, you know, try and play some local pubs there, you know. It's not... a town that's bursting with culture, really. So as an actor, you got to go where the work is, you know, just like the miners come up here where the work is, you know. So I have to leave, go to Perth to learn more about acting and, you know, how do I do this? Where do I go? What do I need to know? You know, and that led me off to the eastern states after being in Perth for 2 years. And, you know, it's been a love-hate affair, me and acting. We're back in love again, and it's good at the moment.
So. Is the romance still hot for you, Kelton, after 25 years?
Always. Yeah. That flame burns, and just, yeah, this, it never goes out. Not for me in acting.
Can't scratch it out.
Now, I just got to say that Damo came and saw the production in Perth, and he was in the audience saying to himself, I want to be in that play one day. Mm. And he got that opportunity. Mm. I saw Damo, when I first met Damo, he was in the Whopper course.
Yep, 95.
And I just saw this bright light, which Damien had, this energy, this smiley, tall man who was a young man who was, you know, such an inspiration to a lot of other of his
age group,
colleagues as well, an age group, and he's really stepped up, and I'm really proud of Damien for and the ability that he has in this show and picking up the language so quickly. He's got a lot of bunuba, and it's a hard language, and it's take my head off if I had one, bro.
Thanks.
10 to 12 on ABC Kimberley. Jundamurra opens in Broome on the 13th of July, and it ends in Kununurra on the early days of August in Miramar National Park. Make sure you get along to see it either at Broome, Wingina Gorge, Halls Creek, or in Kununurra. Just going back briefly, Kelton, to something you said earlier about the responsibility that you feel as an Aboriginal actor when you're portraying someone from another language group or in performing in another country. I want to pick your brains too about the opportunities for Aboriginal actors to play a character that is non-Aboriginal, to be cast as just a person playing that particular character rather than your cultural background. Are there many opportunities in Australia, or are you keen to break through those
I'm very keen to break those barriers, and I'm quite lucky to say I have broken those barriers on a couple of occasions. I got a job on Farscape once, you know, so just on that alone, it's like, you know, it's almost like Star Wars, you know. and I have picked up a few roles, you know, on All Saints and The Bill when that came down under. And to go into an audition where it doesn't say Aboriginal man, it just says man, you know, Josh Allen. Like, you know, my role on All Saints was Josh Allen. It didn't say he was Aboriginal, nothing. And to get that role just goes, yeah, you know, it validates you as an actor and not as an Aboriginal man. Because if you're acting, you know, you know, of course it's culturally viable to follow your roots and do that. But as an actor, you know, you got to break down barriers, you know, and it's hard in Australia because Channel 7, 9 and 10, as soon as that turns 7:30, you won't see no black fellas on that channels, you know, and very rarely. So it's good to break those barriers, and they need to be broken because there's just not enough roles out there for us mob, you know. And there's a lot of actors. Every black fella you know is an actor because they all tell stories. Mm-hmm. They all got it. They all got charisma, you know, but you don't see them on TV too much, you know. So we got to get them out there, you know, show them what Australia's about.
I'm looking for
myself. I've broken those barriers down a long time ago. I was fortunate enough to be cast in Waiting for Godot. It's lucky. So that's one of my first. The Removalists. But with The Removalists by David Williamson, it's because Kenny Carter's killed in it by police officers, it did bring that death in custody thing in there. I recently did A Midsummer Night's Dream with Black Swan, sorry. And
which
I played
character did you play?
Aegeus. And The Wall. A great wall. And I went, The Wall? But it was hilarious. Kate Cherry did a great job in directing it. Unfortunately, she couldn't direct us mechanicals because we were just too wild. So I've had that opportunity to not only play, you know, cast as in non-Aboriginal roles, but some roles need, you know, I feel that, well, you've employed me as Kelton Pell and Nyunga in this role. Actors bring themselves to the to the stage in their roles. And it's, you know, it depends on the dialogue you're speaking, whether or not you can add those elements into it as Indigenous. Not every role I do is a blackfella, so you know I can do that. And in our play Binjara Pinjara, I play blackfellas and whitefellas. So you know, it's all easy. And I mean, my outlook in life and in theatre is to enjoy and have so much fun with your job. You know, people work out there pushing, you know, you start off as a trolley pusher and then you work yourself up into a manager of a shopping centre. Do you want to be there all your life? Or do you want to get out there and do work that is fulfilling to you and that you can give something back? You know, too many people work in offices and it's a 9-to-5 job and they come home and they're still stressed out and, you know, don't know what they're doing with their lives. I think it's about time that people got out there and really found what they're here for. And I believe that I was put on this earth to be a messenger for our people, and I've found the perfect medium for it.